Now I can't remember what I was going to say. And you're talking about all that food and I'm starving.
Oh, I know. I'm getting
hungry. You want a cracker?
Too. No, I'm good. Actually, yeah.
I am starving.
I feel like the moment I eat a cracker, my stomach's going to be like, you want more food?
Yeah, I'm going to kick him. Is there anything else you want to do tonight, or can we call it?
We can call it.
Okay.
Yeah. You tired?
Oh, yeah, I'm a little bit tired. Do you snore?
I do. Yeah, I say I do. Mel says I do. She says I haven't been doing too bad lately, so I don't know.
Okay.
Why?
Well, having to have a CPAP machine is one of my things I worry about.
You don't want one. Okay.
No, I don't want one. I have enough things to insert into, around, and on my body to try to go to sleep. I don't want a CPAP machine. And I'm hoping they're close to technology where, you know, it won't be this big Darth Vader contraption or whatever.
I saw a TikTok the other day. Someone had magnets inside their nose.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
And it was like the Breezerite strips, but the Breezerite strips would attach to the magnets. And open your airways so you wouldn't use glue. But I don't know how the hell they get the magnets inside your nose. Like, I don't know what happened. Like,
ooh, maybe it's like a piercing.
Yeah, maybe. But like, oh, that's kind of cool the way it just like snaps in there and opens it up.
Yeah. I'm avoiding looking into that problem.
Oh. I don't know where we're going to use this in the podcast, but.
We'll try to make it long enough so that if it needs to be its own separate segment.
Yeah. Okay. This is kind of like it's like a joke, but it's based on real life.
Okay.
What will happen? Okay. So
IRL.
Yeah. With Christmas and everything, our credit cards have been kind of high. So mm-hmm. we're like, okay, we're going to try to make our food stretch longer than we can for February. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we did a grocery run a couple weeks ago and we're like, okay, we did a really good grocery run. Like stocked up on chicken, beef, pork, breads, like a bunch of stuff. Okay.
Okay.
We even bought a brand new freezer, an upright standing freezer.
Oh, to have more freezer space to be able to.
Yeah, it's fucking huge too. Like it's double the size of my old freezer. We sold the old freezer, but now the idea was to be able to buy food when it's on sale, stock up on it, meal prep,
right,
and freeze it, so that you know if bread's on sale, we can only fit three loaves of bread in the old freezer, and mm-hmm. it takes up half the freezer at that mm-hmm. point. So now we could buy 8 loaves of bread, 10 loaves of bread, and freeze it.
Pat, you're talking to the girl who for several years bought a year's worth of meat.
A year's worth?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wow.
I'll tell you that story at the end.
Okay.
Don't let me forget.
Yeah.
The code word is going to be clean protein.
Clean protein. Okay. Yeah. So.
You bought the freezer. Now you can buy food on sale.
We bought the freezer. Yeah. We bought some, and we bought a lot of food to kind of stock up, whatever. So we're like, hey, we're going to try to use like the month of February. If we could not do groceries or just like buy the essentials, like the milk and bread, mm-hmm. things that run out quickly, and see how long we can last. Okay. So we did groceries.
So you're running this like an experiment? Or are you keeping track?
We're not really keeping track. It's more like a,
I'm going to need the data.
Well, it's more like a, let's eat what's our, because we have lots of food in the house, but we just don't eat it. Sometimes
well,
we're like,
it
oh, I would rather.
Prep or it,
I would, yeah. Sometimes you need a prep. Sometimes you don't really want to eat. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't know how to just make, you're not just going to eat a bowl of bok choy or, you know, something random like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and we're trying to avoid the big grocery runs.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. Okay, I'm with you. So what do you got to say about it so far?
Well, here's the thing. The kids hate it. So the kids keep saying, when are you guys doing groceries? And we're like,
there's probably no like snacks and treats desserty stuff.
Well, here's the thing. This is what this is what we experienced the other day. So they're like, when are you doing groceries? And I'm like, what are we missing?
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, well, food. Okay, so what kind of food? Because like, make a list of what you need. What are we missing? Make a list. We'll go buy it.
Have you met kids before?
Oh,
okay.
I was
that
a kid
is,
once.
I'm like looking at you
I was
as
kid
like
once.
An elder parent going, what
but
do
no.
you want? Of course the answer is only ever food.
So one of the kids was like, we don't have any vegetables.
Oh.
So I get up. Okay. I get up, I go to the fridge, I open the fridge. I'm like, we have big carrots, we have baby carrots, we have celery, we have mushrooms, we have lettuce, we have Brussels sprouts. That was the other one I was looking for. We have green beans, we have potatoes. And I'm like, what vegetables?
Any peppers? Red peppers?
Yeah, we had green peppers.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. I said, what vegetables are we missing?
And what did she say?
I don't mean vegetables. I mean, we don't have any fruit. So I'm like, okay. So I go into the... We have a cold room. Like the sunroom, which mm-hmm. is basically whatever. So we go into there in the winter. It's a cold room. So I'm like... Okay, so we have apples, we have tangerines, we have bananas, we have, there's a melon here called a dino melon, there's kiwis, there's pears. Oh, and I'm like, over here we also have, we'll open up the drawer, and I'm like, there's canned peaches, canned pears, I go open the freezer door, I'm like, we have frozen strawberries, frozen pineapple, frozen mangoes, frozen, like a field fruit mix. Like, what fruits are we missing? Oh, we don't have any cantaloupe.
We don't have any cantaloupe.
I'm like, okay, I'll add it to the list. I'll buy cantaloupe. I'm like, what else? She can't think of anything.
Okay, do you want me to tell you what's happening here as an elder parent to a less experienced parent?
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, I'll buy some cantaloupe.
There's no what more else? Fruits. And what? Vegetables. You didn't name broccoli or cauliflower.
Oh, shit. We had broccoli.
Okay.
We didn't have cauliflower. We don't buy cauliflower. No one eats cauliflower.
I'm searching to think of anything. Zucchini? What is she going to come up with?
We do have zucchini in the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't eat zucchini. We do. So, like, they're like, well, we don't have any snacks. Because the only snacks you buy are the Big Daddy cookies at Costco. And I don't like the Big Daddy cookies. So can you just buy some snacks? I'm like, okay, follow me. I open up the drawer where the snacks are. I'm like, we do have a lot of big cookies. I'll give you that. Because we all love Big Daddy cookies. You're the only one who doesn't like them. But if you look to the right here, we also have these apple cinnamon bear paws. We have these granola bars, like Costco brand granola bars. I named like... Oh, we have popcorn, we have pistachios, we have pecans, we have almonds.
Jeez.
We have, yeah, the house is full of food. We eat good. We spend a lot of money on food. We eat good.
Yeah.
But it's also like, what the fuck? Why is there no food in the house? Why are we doing another grocery run? Like, look at all the food we do have. Like, we had, I don't know, there's like 10 different types of granola bar stuff that you could just rip open a package, eat it. Like, so what are you missing? There's no chips. I'm like, oh, did you open the other drawer? There's like
the other drawer.
There's the pretzel chips, there's the popcorners, there's the Lay's potato chips.
Oh my god, you're like a grocery store yourself.
I know. And it's stuff that it's like, oh, those are the bottom of the bag. We're not eating the bottom of the bag. They've been there for like 3 weeks.
Do you remember doing that when you were a kid?
I would eat the bottom of the bag.
Would you sort of like be annoyed about it though, or it was in it's unmemorable to you?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm sure I've said it, but basically, okay, so there's bread, yeah, and then there was like, there's bread, and they're like, well, I don't know what to eat. I'm like, there's bread, there's non breads, there's, well, actually, we ran out of bagels. They're like, we're out of bagels. Okay, I'll get you some bagels. But there was like, I'm like, there's so much food in the house, there's so much ingredients in the house, and it's like, We have chicken burgers in the freezer, and we have fish sticks in the freezer. Well, I don't like chicken burgers. Can you buy chicken strips instead? Like, it's the same thing, but okay, sure. Yeah, you know, we'll add that to the list.
Cut it into four strips.
Right. So this just happened just a couple days ago, and they're like, why can't you do groceries? And I'm like, we have tons of food. And it's like, I'm planning on making a beef stew today. This was Friday. And I'm making burgers on the Blackstone as well. So we'll have like 3 days of burgers because like I make a big batch usually and a big batch of beef stew. They didn't eat the beef stew. They didn't eat the burgers. They're just eating fucking bread. And they're like, there's no food in the house. It's like I'm cooking supper all the time. Nobody eats what I cook. there's plenty of food in the house. I just, that was my story, I guess. Pat, so I just texted Mel. I said, do you have any plans tonight? Do you want to go do grocery shopping?
You did not. Yeah. You're joking.
No, I did not. Well, because we need gas and we need milk.
So do you want me to solve your problem? I have a solution.
I
want to
hear it.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
But I have a solution. First of all, I need to remind myself, you're going to turn 34. You're going to turn 34 in March?
Yeah.
Okay. So, just a second. When I was 34, what's 1972 plus 34? 2006?
I'm not doing math.
I'm a fucking math genius. Let me think of where Danielle Faubert was in 2006. My oldest was 6 years old. My youngest was 3 years old. Oh, yeah. You are in it. So here's the thing. The reason you are having this problem and the way to solve it is by doing it for them. So they want you to help them choose a food they want to eat, and they want you to prepare it for them.
I will do that, but they won't.
They won't choose?
They won't choose.
They won't commit to anything?
Even I'll say, like, I'll make you a pizza, a non-bread pizza. Do you like non breads?
Yeah,
I love non breads.
Non bread pizzas are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, and we have.
She turned down non bread pizza.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
We have a case of homemade pizza sauce that we made. Like, we made a huge batch, like a case of it, and it's all in jars in the basement. And I'm like, oh yeah, like we have pizza sauce, we have cheese, we have non breads, like we even have bacon bits to throw on top, whatever. Nope, don't want that.
Okay. I misdiagnosed your problem, Pat. I'm back on it now, though.
Like, we have noodles, tons of different kinds of noodles. We have so many different kinds of sauces.
I'm getting a visual in my head of my mother-in-law's pantry, which we have all agreed as a family. If anything happens, like zombie apocalypse-wise, we will all meet at my mother-in-law's pantry because she has the stockpile that's going to see us through Armageddon. So the problem is she's fussy.
Yes.
So the solution to that is completely ignore it and let it go. And create protection mechanisms to find ways for it to annoy you less. But don't try to fix it. Don't try to change it. Just let it go.
Just let it go?
Yeah. That's my advice as an old person to a younger person.
So I'm trying to find the picture of the list.
The grocery list?
Yeah, I asked them to make a list.
Oh, they did make a list?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
I don't think mine would ever make a list. But they gave in a lot easier. Like, if I chose and prepared food for them, they would. We could usually find something. Oh, there wasn't a nothing moment like you had there. I didn't hit the same wall you hit.
Here's the list that they gave me, okay?
Okay.
Dole tropical fruit salad.
Okay. Is that in the cans or containers or
the cans. I'm like, okay, you know, yeah, you're right, we do have a can of peaches separately and a can of pears separately.
You could actually have made fruit salad with all the fruit you had.
Hazelnut spread. Nutella. Okay, yes. Very, very good nutritious snack. Okay, finally, raisin bread.
Oh, just had a hankering for raisin bread.
Yeah. So regular bread wasn't good enough. Like, the three different types of breads we buy, plus the bagels, plus the non-breads, plus the wraps.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical.
What else? What other kind of bread we buy? We buy lots of breads.
I'm so happy this is no longer my life, Pat. I'm sorry for you.
She added that to the list.
You don't need to be an asshole, but this is, I don't miss
I'm going to buy most of this that's on this list, because it's like, if you're fussy and you're not eating the stuff we're buying on a regular basis, give me a list.
Okay, so we've got raisin bread and Nutella was the first thing. Oh, the tropical fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we now?
Chocolate chips.
You can't tell me there weren't chocolate chips in your house.
Oh, no.
They ran out
pretty quick. They bake a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, okay, yeah, you're right. We don't have chocolate chips. Chicken tenders.
Okay. Again, could have been solved with the chicken burger being cut into slices. Yeah. What am I saying? My kids would never have accepted that as a chicken tender.
Okay. I don't know what she wrote here.
Do you remember when you were...
Welch's.
Grape juice?
No. Now I remember because she explained it to me. No, the gummies.
Oh, like the fruit gummies. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because we don't have that. We have a bunch of different granola bars, popcorn and cookies.
Do you remember when you were a kid, snacks. If you guys were having hot dogs and there were no hot dog buns and your parents told you to roll the hot dog up in a slice of bread?
I still do that.
That was super devastating. Like, do you remember as a kid, we're like, damn, I really wish we had hot dog buns.
Oh, but the hot dog on the bread is still really good.
No, I didn't like that. On a
plain white. It has to be white bread, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Can't be whole wheat. Can't be the fancy crap. It has to be plain white.
So you actually liked it on the slices of bread?
I mean, I'd prefer a hot dog bun.
Okay.
But I mean...
But a slice of bread was acceptable to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, a slice of bread was not acceptable to me. And I remember being like at the... It was just such a not okay alternative. And then as an adult, it's like, who fucking cares? It's bread and the hot dog. Like, just get it in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
That's what she said.
No, guess remember we changed said. It to yeah, that's what they said?
Yeah, gotta be inclusive.
I'm
sorry.
Being inclusive, yeah.
She also wrote bark things. So that those chocolate mixed with nuts. So it's like nothing here is an actual...
Bark things.
Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I know exactly okay. what they are, but it's like it was just the way she wrote it was so...
Yeah, nothing on this list is an actual meal. It's just like extra snacks too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chicken tenders could be a meal.
Oh, that was a reach. I feel, Pat.
Yeah,
she had to work for that one. Fuck.
Like the thing is too is we'll buy a case of chicken strips, the Costco case.
Yeah,
and 3-4 days it's gone because they don't like. I'll make chicken strips. I'll make a big wrap out of it. You know, I'll put lots of lettuce, lots of vegetables, make a big wrap. But like then they'll just eat chicken strips. And it's like, oh, I want 12 chicken strips today. And they'll make like 36 chicken strips because they'll want 12 for now. And they want 12 for their lunch tomorrow for school. But then the other one sees them making chicken strips and they want chicken strips. So then they cook like 60 chicken strips. That's a case. That's your case right there of chicken strips.
So this is such an interesting topic of conversation for me because I did all that. You know, I had little kids. I went through that fussy eating thing. I drove myself absolutely insane about it and none of it fucking mattered. Like I wasted so much mental and physical energy trying to make sure these children had a perfectly balanced diet.
But you would cook, right? You would cook. Oh, I cooked. You would cook and they would you'd sit down at the dinner table and eat together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I cooked. Yes. And we didn't eat out a lot because we all had either different health issues. So I didn't really have the backup plan of, okay, we're just going to run through the McDonald's drive through. We're just going to run, you know, get a pizza or whatever. We did eat Subway. That was an alternative that we came to, whether it was healthier or not, I don't know. But when we first started out, Sam was a voracious eater. Like he wouldn't even stop to see what was in his mouth up until the age of about 3. And then he started to get really fussy. Hmm. Like his preferred Subway sandwich from age 3 to probably 7.
Just the bread?
Was... the round roll, you know that?
Yeah.
With cheese and mayonnaise.
That's what, well, Leah just liked the bread, apparently.
Just the bread.
Just the bread and some plain bread, not even mayo.
Sam is the most adventurous eater. Like, he will try anything once. He, you know, is a real foodie, but he's not big on cooking for himself. But the good thing about Sam is he'll pretty much eat whatever you make without complaint.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, on the other hand, he did not eat whatever you made without complaint. But when he got to a certain age, he just started cooking for himself. And then he was better at it than I was. And I was like, this is the greatest gift anybody could ever give a mom in their entire lives. Just take over the cooking. So what I mean is I've been through the wars.
And they're good cooks. The girls are good cooks.
Well, clearly, and they bake.
Yeah.
I'd like some baking, but I'm too lazy to do it. My suggestion to you, my friend, to get through this.
Yeah.
Klonopin and cannabis.
Drugs.
And this too shall pass.
Drugs.
Yeah. The first 50 years of my life, I got through without chemical crutches. And I'm saying, I don't think I'm going to do it for the last 50. Yeah.
I grew up with like my parents cooking every night.
Yeah.
Supper every night. We sat around the dinner table every night. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought would be like having kids. And I tried that. I tried cooking.
Yeah.
I tried cooking every single night. And it got to a point where I don't know if it's the way like Mel's easygoing style of raising them. But it's like, I don't want that tonight, or I'm not hungry right now.
Yeah.
So it's like the amount of time I could probably, I don't know how many times we actually sat around the dinner table to eat as a family.
But how old were the girls when you guys all started living together?
9 and 11.
Okay. See, that was the end of sitting down
yeah.
to meals together.
And it was COVID hit too.
Well, and then and you go, because you go through a period where right around the age that, you know, 10, 11, 12, now they're in more activities and schedules don't match up. And so and it's like you're grabbing things on the run and there's less opportunity to sit yeah. around for dinner. Yeah. And plus they're teenagers. They don't want to sit at the table and eat with you anymore.
Sometimes they do. Because they even said like, well, oh, we should make a nice dinner once a week and sit down at the table.
Family dinner, yeah.
And we tried that for a couple times, but then, you know, life got into the way. Or the day what we're planning on doing it, it's like, oh, well, I'm busy. I'm hanging out with my friends that day. So it's like hard, you know, it's...
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Because the interesting thing about children is when they live with you, they're not visiting you. So they're not spending time with you. But when they move out, and oh my gosh, I could write a book on the happiness of an empty nest. What I'm trying to say, Pat, is I'm sorry about your life, but it's going to get better.
Oh, yeah.
My point was when they do finally move out, and again, the average age of financial independence right now in Canada is 27.
What?
Did you not know that?
I buried my head in the sand, remember?
Oh, right. Okay. This is not going to be good. This relationship may not be good for you. But my point is when they do finally leave your house, even if you're still paying for them, but they're no longer living with you, when they come back, they're visiting.
Yeah.
So they do sit around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The oldest wants to move out the moment she's able to. And the youngest, we asked her and she's like, oh yeah, I'm staying here till I'm 30.
We had the reverse. But yeah. Like, do you remember being happy? Like, do you remember wanting to get out of your parents' house? I'm not asking about your relationship with your parents. I just say...
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be independent. I wanted to be on my own. I moved out when I was 18. I think I had just turned 18.
And how long before you figured out that the living was kind of good at home? I really, really, really wanted to be independent. But I did not like having to do my own laundry and my own grocery shopping and my own meal prep.
I never mind it.
No?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it at all.
I'd always prefer somebody else doing that for me.
I did miss, like, the nice suppers
yes.
that they would cook. But, no, I didn't mind living in an apartment, doing groceries and taking showers whenever I wanted to, not worry about the hot water.
Yeah, I didn't miss that stuff. Like, I mean, there were things I missed. No, I want to live independently with staff. That's the solution. That's the solution.
Okay, Taylor. Swift.
Oh, I guarantee you I could out-bougie the fuck out of Taylor Swift.
Oh, I don't. I have no doubt you'd be wearing those fucking $5,000 earrings. $5,000 paperclip earrings.
That's not fair. We could never compete because she's way too thinner than I am. There's no outfit any amount of money could dress me up in that I could compete with Taylor Swift. But I mean, in attitude, I'm definitely way bougier than that bitch is.
Oh. Bougie bitches.
We're wrapping it up. Do we get everything?
Yeah.
You got the vegetables, the grocery list.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the story.
That's a good story.